You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Yo, yo, yo. It's Varen, back for another week of Open Mic. If you're unfamiliar with Open Mic, this is the hour where, for the next hour, I'll just be hanging out and talking and going through some of my curations of the CJSF playlist and playing some of my own music as well. By the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts on the ancestral on the top of Burnaby Mountain on the ancestral territories of the Kulin, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I'm back. I took another week off, despite being off for another 2 weeks prior to that, but had a little impromptu trip to the island. Did a ton of skateboarding and I was in Tofino as well and did some surfing. It was really rad and kind of chilled out for a week. So I'm glad to be back here at radio. But let's get into some music for my first track this week. I've got a Lillian Allen song called Fight Back here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm Life where we live is like a game of chess. Make the wrong move and you end up in a mess. Life then would be worthless. Yes, remember we don't take off the shackle and chain. We still a feel the pressure and still a feel the pain. But still the street mentality in our brain. Humanity gone, it is a goddamn shame. No way.
Rich man who don't live, I'm on the poor man who don't die. Loving on demand, strong, strong.
Track was Sister Carol, Love in the Morning, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. So for the last week I've just been in on a vacation in Tofino. Oh, my mic's cutting out. For the last week I've just been on vacation in Tofino and wanted to talk a little bit about man, I can't hear myself. One sec. So this last week I went on a bit of a vacation, and it was pretty sweet. I mean, I was really, like, living the dirtbag life for, like, about a week. It was kind of an impromptu trip. It was just all of a sudden there was an extra spot in a car going to Tofino, and I was like, okay, I should jump on that. And, like, I'm still unemployed, so I'm kind of living this, like, dirtbag lifestyle where I'm just kind of hanging out and, like, smoking weed every day and, like, just kind of skating every day, so that's kind of sick. But man, these headphones suck. I can't hear myself. Anywho, we kind of just sort of didn't really book a campsite, so it was very, very impromptu, and we got to a beach that somebody knew about that was, like, in Euclid, and hiked in 30 minutes and managed to, like, camp on a beach, which is, like, not something that's usually very possible in Tofino. I feel like Tofino, you know, maybe not so much Euclid, but it's, like, all the beaches are pretty private, and they want you to pay for a hotel room, and it's very commercialized, and it's kind of a tourist thing. And so it was pretty nice the first night we got camping, camping on a beach and stuff, and that was super nice. And we had a little small beach fire, and, you know, had some food, and it was really, really fun, and even got to do some surfing, and, like, did lots of skating for the week. And we really, like, had no plan. Like, every day, looking back, who I went with, and, like, we're talking about it, like, we really didn't do all that much with our days. It was kind of, like, wake up sort of around noon or so, and, like, pack up camp, and sort of mosey down to the beach, or, like, figure out what we're gonna do for food. But everything sort of worked out, like, super well. Like, I feel like we met, like, a lot of really cool people in Tofino who are kind of just there, you know, living in their van or whatnot. We got invited to some barbecue that we thought was, like, a thing, but it was really just, like, a first time. So we met a friend, and he was trying to invite us to, like, a friend of a friend's barbecue, except that he had never met them before, so it was really, really awkward, and we're, like, two different groups sitting apart from each other. And then so finally we introduced ourselves, and these guys were telling us about how they're, like, they go spearfishing, and he's talking about, this guy we met, Julian, is, like, talking about how he's living on Tofino, and he's trying to make, like, 73% of his diet, like, living off the land. So him and his, like, friend go spearfishing, and they brought us back some, like, well, you know, I guess we took part in grilling some of their fish, and they had some really, really nice, like, rockfish and lingcod, and they seemed really nice. And we even had some sea urchins that they found that they, like, you know, painstakingly cleaned out for a long time, like, cleaning out all the guts and stuff. And the actual meat you got to eat out of it was very, very small, but they, like, grilled these sea urchins and dipped them in soy sauce, and it was, like, really, really good. And then, so that trip was only supposed to last until about Thursday. And while I was on the island, I was like, yeah, you know what? Like, I'm going to go see my, like, friends in Victoria. And so I extended my trip and went to Nanaimo. My friend Gabriel split off from the group because he had to go back to work. And so we took a island length bus from Nanaimo to Victoria and went to go stay with my friends who were, like, skaters and Victoria, and I was super rad because my friends are, like, the scene's, like, definitely a lot smaller in, like, the skate scene's definitely a lot smaller in Victoria, and so it's definitely a lot more tight-knit. And so my friends got, like, this little crew that, like to film videos, which is, like, something I've always wanted to do, you know? Like, I'm definitely not that good at skating, but I think there's definitely a beauty to like going out with your friends and like trying to film stupid tricks and stuff. But they had this really like a dad cam setup where they have like a fisheye to like a DV camera, and it looked really cool and stuff. So yeah, I went street skating with all of them, and they're filming for a video. Like their local skate shop, Good News, is like co-signing them on this video, and they said that like when they finish the video, they'll go and like air it and have like a little watch party at Good News. So I'm pretty pumped to be skating and stuff. So we're going out street skating, and the spot that I chose, I'm quite good at nose slides. Feel like I can hold them for a really long time, and so there's a spot they found, and it was like this sort of a, it's like a grass cap between, it's like a barrier between two parking lots, but it sort of goes along, so you can slide along this ledge connecting one parking lot to the next, and it's this really, really tall jersey barrier. And so for an hour I spent trying to get on this really, really tall ledge trying to skate it, and it was so, so difficult. It was so tall, and I was just bashing into this huge ledge and flipping over it, like not flipping my board, like I was dying, like I was slamming, just totally like tacoing this ledge, and it was like terrible. And my friends watched me like for an hour, like throwing myself at this obstacle and not really landing anything. So it was pretty hard, and I definitely have the battle scars to prove for it. Man, after that sesh, like after that jersey barrier sesh, we went to A&W's and I got a root beer, and I just kind of like took a little nap right on the table. I was just so, so beat, but it was really, really fun. And we met like lots of cool people too, like a lot of people in his crew like invited to some party. We like ended up crashing somebody's party. Me and my friend Kez, who's like, I guess like the friend that I brought up from Vancouver, kind of got into some big mischief at this like party that we went to. It was like, I don't know, it was like a whatever thing. I was just not, I'm not like a big party guy. But like we're there and like we're trying to socialize, so it's like, why not? And so we get there and it's like everybody's sort of dressed in their like, I don't know, it's very like contemporary skaters, like I feel like I'm outing a lot of people right now, but like it's very like Y2K era, like grungy. You got your trucker camo hats and like dirty ass Carhartts, and then so we apparently ended up crashing somebody's like birthday party, and the theme was like dirtbag, which is really funny because I really could not tell the difference. It was just a bunch of skater dudes who kind of already dressed like that. And then the funniest thing was they had this little like in the garage, they had this little DJ set up, and it was just like just so funny down there. Like they had like little strobe lights that were hooked up to like, I guess like the rhythms of like their DJ or whatever. And it was just like a bunch of dudes like playing like, archived or like old Blade songs, like Drainer Blade songs. And it was just so whack, but it was so funny. So me and Kez left shortly after that, and so we biked there sort of willingly because we're like, oh, it'd be so funny to like go to this party and then we can bike late and go get food and stuff. And then I got a flat in Victoria, which was really, really painful. And I was borrowing somebody's bike too, so I had to limp a bike home an hour from where this party is to where we were staying. And it was super painful, but all in all, it was a pretty fun trip. I had a good time. It was good to like have that little break. And yeah, like I feel like pretty fired up skating. I feel like having the motivation to like work at something for a video part really like lit a fire under me a little bit, because I don't know, I suppose like when I skate here, I kind of skate alone for the most part. Like a lot of my friends who I like grew up skating with have like since moved away to the island, like i.e. these like Victoria friends, or like stop skating because of injuries and whatnot. So I've always found it a little bit hard to stay motivated to like skate on my own, and I think it's pretty hard when, especially like going out and skating the streets when you don't have like a crew with you who are like, oh yeah, let's go get it, but all these guys were super chill, and they're all dudes who were super motivated to like go and be in the streets and skate and try to get clips and just like hang out. And so I think having this motivation to like work towards something and work towards this trick that I probably will have to go back to Victoria and go get if I want like a clip in this like video part, it's definitely like exactly like motivated me to skate harder and like skate every day and like get hurt and just like, yeah, all that jazz. So all in all, it was a pretty amazing week and I had a really good time in Victoria seeing my friends again. But anyways, we're gonna get back to some music. For my next track, it will be The Thrashers, Heavy Noise, here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yeah.
lost the only